AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Britain is deciding whether to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria. Prime Minister David Cameron is asking Parliament to allow British warplanes to fly over Syria.
When it comes to the risks of military action, the risks of inaction are far greater than the risks of what I propose.
Britain already flies with the U.S. coalition over Iraq, but Parliament so far has resisted approving bombing raids over Syria. Moscow is accusing the Turkish president and his family of benefiting from the illegal Islamic State group oil trade. A week ago, Turkey shot down a Russian warplane that it said was over its airspace. An angry Russian President Vladimir Putin has been demanding an apology. We expect a jury to be seated today in Baltimore in the case of the first police officer to go to trial in the death of Freddie Gray, a black man who died after suffering a spinal injury in police custody. AP correspondent Ross Simpson.
The panel will be chosen from some of the 150 prospective jurors questioned Monday and Tuesday. The seating of 12 people, plus several alternates, could possibly be followed by opening statements. The judge has ordered extraordinary measures to shield the identities of the prospective jurors. Their names have not been publicly released, and much of the screening has been done out of public view. Officer Porter faces up to 25 years in prison if convicted of the three most serious charges. I'm Ross Simpson.
The Rio Summer Olympics are just 8 months away, and we have found the city's Olympic waterways are still full of pathogens, much like raw sewage. The latest testing shows no improvement in water quality and that the water is even more widely contaminated than previously known. This is AP Radio News. A proposed law meant to encourage companies to share information about cyber threats with the government includes measures that could limit what details, if any, the public can review about the program through federal and state public records laws. Our Tammy Abdullah has been working on this story.
Any information that a company shares with the government under the proposed law's language would be exempt from being released to any citizen or person who requests this information from the government.
Transparency advocates are not at all happy with this proposed law. A federal judge says a 40-foot-tall cross on land owned by the state of Maryland does not violate the Constitution. An atheist group had sued over the war memorial in 2014, arguing that it amounted to government sponsorship of religion in violation of the First Amendment, but the judge disagreed. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.